Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. My name is Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central podcast. And today I'm talking about Bobby Kennedy Jr. I'm talking about a lot of things, actually, but mainly I'm talking about how jazzed I am right now that I've got some inside information, and I think it's pretty accurate that Bobby Kennedy and Colonel Tulsi Gabbard have enough votes for confirmation. Of course, they're not confirmed yet, but I'm pretty sure they're going to be now. Before, I was a little concerned, but I'm feeling pretty comfortable about it now. So sit back and enjoy. Had some great news this morning. They're not confirmed yet, but sources close to the issue have said that RFK Jr. and Colonel Tulsi Gabbard have enough votes for confirmation. So I'm really pumped about both of them. You know, about RFK is the topic for the podcast today. Our country really needs a serious punch in the arm concerning our weight issues, and Bobby's just the guy to take care of it. I've been talking about this for years, and I am super excited about him taking the lead role in Make America Healthy Again. He's been digging into all the bad things that's going on in the health in this country and big pharma and big medical, and he's ready. He's ready to jump on it. And he's not just a BSer or someone who reads about it and then tries to do something about it. He's etched. I don't know if you've ever seen him. I think I mentioned this in a previous podcast recently, but he's 70 years old, and he looks better than most guys half his age. So I'm super pumped about him doing this, and that's why I'm so excited about this information, was I was very concerned that they would block him. But it looks like, at least right now, you know, a lot of things can happen between now and the first part of next month, when the confirmations will probably happen, but I'm pumped. I'm pretty sure I have a good feeling now, at least, that he's going to be confirmed. I'm excited about Tulsi, too, and a bunch of other ones. I'm a firm believer that every single one of his cabinet should be approved, including Matt Gaetz, and they can figure out where he can go or what else is going to happen. But, yeah, they all ought to be confirmed. You know, he's talked about recess appointments, which is legal. I haven't really done all the research I need to on that to figure out exactly how that works, but many presidents have done it in the past where they wait till Congress is in recess and then they start making these appointments. You know, on things like that, it's a two-edged sword. We want President Trump to be able to do that, but we don't necessarily want the next Democrat that comes into office to do that. So anyway, however it works, I just hope that most of his cabinet gets confirmed. So anyway, moving on. So I'm going to talk about obesity right now, and that's something that Bobby's going to have to tackle, and I'm sure he will, and I'm sure it will be great. I'm sure a lot of things will be good about it. But it took several years for us to get to the point where 74% of Americans are overweight, 34% are obese, and almost 10% are morbidly obese. So, you know, it'll likewise take many years to get back to being a reasonable and acceptable weight in this country for a lot of people. You know, however, I think that with the right leadership, RFK Jr. and others, we can get on the path forward that will get us there. And the thing I want to stress, too, is the ride will be fun. I mean, a lot of people are going, oh, no, I'm going to have to lose weight. I'm going to have to go on a diet. You know, the first three letters of diet are. So anyway, it's rewarding in so many ways to get yourself in shape. And probably the biggest reward is self-esteem. Can you imagine how awesome this country would be if we all took care of ourselves and got healthy? Big pharma and big medical would implode. Now, there's a novel idea. There's some examples of countries that have much smaller waistlines from which we could get some advice. Japan is a good one as an example. They've got a good record on this issue. A couple of things are clear about the Japanese and their diets. Their dietary habits are much healthier than ours. You know, they eat a lot of fish because they live right there where they can catch a bunch of them. And they're more active than Americans. They don't drive everywhere. They walk and ride bikes a lot more than we do. And that's good. And I can see that coming. In this country, we love, because it's so huge, you know, Japan's small. And so they're all crammed together on this little island. And it's easy to walk and bicycle everywhere. In this country, we've spread out, baby. I mean, we've gotten away from the big cities. We move out. because we have cars and it's doable. I mean, you can live 30, 40, 50 miles outside of a big city and still have plenty of opportunities to get work and have income. And if you have to drive 30 or 40 miles, a lot of people do that. I've driven some pretty lengthy distances to get to a job in my past. It's something that Bobby's going to have to take a close look at. And I know he's already had lots of time and study to figure it out. And I'm sure he's got a good handle on it already. And I know that's not the only thing he's doing. He's got a lot on his plate. He's got his work cut out for him in that regard. I got a little funny story I want to pass on right now about me being obese. I'm 6'1", and I weigh about 230 pounds. According to the actuary tables that the medical profession uses, it says I'm obese. Here's what the tables say. They say at 6'1", a moderate weight is 144 to 182 pounds, while an overweight is 189 to 219 pounds. Above 219 pounds is obese. So yeah, according to the actuary tables, I'm obese. But I'm not. I know most of you have never seen me, but I'm not obese. I'm not even overweight. Got a lot of muscle, and muscle's heavier than fat. Yeah. One day, my doctor was looking at my chart, and he told me, while he was still looking down, he said, you need to lose some weight, that according to his charts, I'm obese. When he looked up, I was staring at him, and I said, come with me. He was reluctant. You know, doctors don't like to follow patients around. They want to be the one patients are following around. But he followed me. I have a good relationship with my doctor, and he followed me into the waiting room of his office. And there were probably 15 people sitting around. He looked around and he went back to the exam room. I said, did you see the lady on the right? She is obese. And I said, did you notice the general size of all the people out there? Most of them were overweight. I said, I'm not obese. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to gain a little bit more. And he laughed. He said, point made. My point here is, don't go by the charts. I mean, they're good for a lot of things, but don't think because you're 6 foot tall and 230 pounds that you're obese, even though the charts tell you that. Don't even think that. And I know most people that are working out and staying in shape don't ever even think about that, don't care about it. And then most of them are like me and they want to gain some more weight. But I made the point with my doctor. He's never said anything about it since then. So, yeah, the obesity problem in this country is big, and Bobby's going to fight it. And I'm super pumped about that. I want everybody in this country to be healthy and at a good weight, a healthy weight, because I want this country to be great like everybody else does. And part of that is being in shape. It looks to me like slovenness when you're overweight. It looks to me like you don't care. And I know there's a lot of people out there going, I care. I can't do anything about it. My metabolism is this and that. And yeah, you know, I've heard it all. And I know people metabolize things differently than others. And you could say, you know, some people are just lucky and they have a good physique and it comes naturally to them. I do know also that a lot of people who say, I can't do anything about it and this and this and that, you can. It's pretty simple, really, when you get down to it. You take calories in when you eat and you burn them. And those that you don't burn turn into fat. So the easy way to do it is burn the same amount that you eat. Or if you want to gain weight, burn less than you eat. And if you want to lose weight, burn more than you eat. And your body will respond accordingly. So, yeah, I know that a lot of people are going to have trouble with this. A lot of people are going to be offended by this. But it's required. I mean, I grew up in the 60s. And in the 60s, people weren't fat. There were some overweight people and there were some extremely overweight people, but the majority of Americans back then were not fat. They were trim. And it's because we were active. And it's also because we didn't have all the BS with our food and chemicals and that stuff like that that's causing us to be fat. That's part of it, and it's something we're going to have to tackle. It's part of, but separate from, the whole deal that we're talking about right now. So it's going to be an uphill battle. People are going to be offended. But I think net-net, we're going to take a good look at ourselves and go, yeah, I can do something about this. And we're going to start doing it. And we're going to be healthy again, much healthier than we are right now. You know, JFK had the youth athletic program that he didn't put it together. I think it was Eisenhower or somebody did and kind of just left it sitting there. And He brought it back. And I can remember this back when I was in grade school. We did jumping jacks in class before school started. We exercised every day in class. And I think we got to get back to that. Very much so, as a matter of fact. So, and there's a lot of things we can do. We're gonna fix the food problem in this country. We're going to get the chemicals out. We're going to start eating healthy food. And we're just going to get better and more physically fit. It'll be good for everyone. Okay, so besides the obesity issues, here I am really excited about Bobby Kennedy again. He's going to have to uncover all this shit. He's going to have to uncover how all the food is chemically enhanced in this country that's really, really bad for us. And they'll tell you, well, it makes the food taste better and it makes it have a much longer shelf life. So it doesn't taste better in a lot of cases. The natural food is much more tasty, in my opinion. And it does extend the shelf life of it, but at what cost? It's killing us. So let's, we got a lot of mouths to feed in this country, and farmers are working their tails off to get the food grown, but we have to do better, and I think we will. I think Bobby's going to be a big influence on the way the food is created in this country and how healthy we are as a result. So, but he's got a bunch of other stuff that he's going to be tackling as the head of Health and Human Services. He's got to keep an eye on Big Pharma and Big Medical, and he's going to have to uncover all the shit that's going on behind our backs with them. There's so much going on. There's a group out there, the money-grubbing assholes. They're called pharmacy benefit managers. They're a nasty bunch who spend their entire day figuring out new ways to separate you from as much of your cash as possible. And there's hundreds of them out there, but the big three are CVS, Cigna, and UnitedHealthcare. They are very tricky. They say that they're going to help consumers by negotiating the price of drugs down, sometimes by as much as half. And if that was the end of it, they would be heroes. They would be the greatest people on the planet. And if the consumer got the lower price, these guys would be saints. But that's not what they do. They ensure that the pharmacies charge full price, and they keep the difference. It's a very lucrative game for them. And as always, the consumer gets screwed. Prices of drugs just keep going up. So let's see, besides the PBMs, there's groups everywhere that want a piece of the pharmaceutical game. We've got RUC. I've talked about them in previous podcasts. In fact, I devoted an entire podcast to them. And they're even worse than the PBMs. They control what doctors get paid and what procedures they can do. You know, they're very secretive. There's supposedly 31 of them. I don't know if that number is exact or... 'cause, you know, I did some research when I did that previous podcast. I did research, and I even have some people on the inside tell me some stuff kind of quietly and didn't really want me to use it because their livelihood depends on it. But yeah, it's sneaky, and it's ugly, and it's killing us, and it's costing us a ton of money. Basically, we're spending tons of money to these with these people, and they're creating things that are killing us. That's got to change. Thank goodness for Bobby Kennedy Jr. Okay, so let's see. In addition to all that BS that we were just talking about, there's stuff going on every day. As an example, Big Pharma just scored a huge $50 billion with a B dollar tax windfall. Of course, they did it in the sneakiest of sneaky ways. They ran it through while all the hubbub about the government closing down was going on. I'm sickened by them. I'm sickened by the fact that these money-grubbing MFers are killing people and hurting people and doing all kinds of bad things just so they can get richer. I totally, as I've said many times, believe in people getting wealthy. But I have a huge problem with people getting wealthy on the backs of Americans. We can't have it. We can't have that. And so, anyway, Bobby Kennedy Jr., he's got his work cut out for himself. The mountain that he will have to climb is enormous, and the guys on the other team play nasty, very nasty. But I do feel certain that he will make very large gains in the fight, and we, the people, will benefit from it. Now, I really hate the Big Pharma and Big Medical have used the fact that every human wants to be healthy and happy and alive. They've used that reality to fleece us. You know, we're partly to blame for it because now more than ever, we know what's going on and we're ready to fight for our country in every way. So we fell for it for a while. We're not going to in the future. We know too much now. They're uncovering more all the time. We got people in place now that are going to fight these folks, and we're going to win. They're big and powerful, but we as a nation are even more powerful. And I talked about this on a podcast. Our numbers are way bigger than theirs, and our dollars are way bigger than theirs. Our combined, I forget the numbers now, but our combined money that we have as a country, as citizens, is way bigger than even these giant countries. And even our government, as big as our government is bloated and has this huge amount of money that we owe. And as a group, the people of the United States have a lot of money, and we can fight them. We can fight them with money. We can fight them with might. We can fight them with act and deed, and we're going to win. We just, up until now, haven't had anybody that was interested in taking them on. We do now. We got President Trump. We got Doge. We've got Bobby Kennedy Jr. We've got all the people that he's going to put in his cabinet are going to clean house. I truly believe this. It seems like a giant mountain that we're going to have to climb, and it is, but we're going to do it. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. It's going to be the revolution I've been talking about for 20 years. And I think we can do it. I talked about the soft landing before. And it's not going to be real soft, but we'll survive, and actually we'll enjoy it. It's going to be so fun to put these guys in their place. I'm serious. These people and their ways are going to come to an end. And coolest thing about it is we're going to be fit, and we're going to be strong, and we're going to be successful. And it's going to be fun getting there. We're going to fight. We're going to fight for our health. We're going to fight for our government to be cleaned up. We're going to fight for our fiscal issues, personal and public. We're going to fight for our freedoms. And we're going to fight for our right to be the greatest country this world has ever seen. We're coming to a golden age. I'm sure of it. President Trump has talked about it. Others have. It's going to be awesome. We're all going to be wealthy and healthy, and everything's going to be good.